made another trip to England. In fact, on a tanker. Went to London and this time there I got ashore there. Went to London and looked around one night, and there the V1 had been improved to V2. Now the V2s are much more sophisticated than the V1. They don't go putt, putt, putt. They go.
Yeah.
And you don't hear them coming until after. What you hear is pow, a sudden, very, very loud explosion. And then whoosh, whoosh. You hear it coming. After the explosion, because the sound travels a little slower,
right.
And you hear it coming after, no warning at all. They killed a lot of people in London, and we were there then. And then I got on another tanker, went to Venezuela, and one of our members was on another tanker about the same time going from Philadelphia as we did to Venezuela, and they got torpedoed and sunk. I don't know how close they were to us or just and one of our members was on that ship. He lived. Jimmy McCaffrey. But that's it. I got on a troop ship. I mean, big. It was the name of it was Edmund B. Alexander. This was an army transport, and she was built in 1904. Was the America, Hamburg American Line, a German ship, built in Ireland, but it was a German ship, and they called it America. And the Americans had taken it over in the First World War, because she happened to be in the United States. So anyway, she was used as a troop ship in the Second World War. And now the